and welcome to Geek Actually, episode 146 for the 1st of October, 2011. White Rabbit. No, it's too late anyway.
Sorry, if do you guys... If any of you hit me, I'm going to fucking kill you.
All right, so let me explain what's happening here very quickly first. I'm Dave McVeigh. I am joined in studio, in my little studio. I am joined by Josh Philbot. How are you, Josh?
I can't move.
I am joined by Dave Longo. How are you, Dave Longo?
Good, man. How are you?
And I'm joined by Richard Gray. How are you, Richard?
Whatever.
This is far too many geeks in a small, confined place.
Let me out. I would have left by now if I could figure out how to get out.
Right, which so one's
those,
a door?
Those who are watching live will notice that we can't all fit on camera at the same time.
That's great.
But we're all going to try and talk into our mics because we are an audio show.
Well, the important people
he's moving me away from my microphone.
Get the microphone.
Let's just leave those two.
We'll try and get a shot at some point where everybody can be seen. But you've all seen my face for hundreds of episodes, so you don't need to see me. But
well,
we need to see Dave Longo down the end down there. Okay, so this is Geek Actually. This is the fusion of our old tech show and our after show, and we've put it together in this lovely juicy mess that we call Geek Actually Now, which is basically a podcast of all the crap that doesn't fit into the other show.
Stuff that isn't quite film related.
It isn't film related. So this is just our geek fest.
And sometimes it is.
And that's true. And what I was saying about the White Rabbit, I was always told that if you, on the first of a month, the first thing out of your mouth should be when you wake up is White Rabbit, and you're supposed to have good luck all month. And my entire life, I have never been able to do this because the first thing that comes to my mind when I wake up is not White Rabbit, it's coffee. Or why the fuck am I awake?
What's going on? Why am I awake?
So I have never successfully...
That's me every Saturday.
Pretty much. So I've never successfully been able to say White Rabbit. So I thought I'd say it on the show, even though it does no good whatsoever. How is everyone? Oh, by the way, and we have a Geek Actually virgin. On the show, Dave Longo. Why don't you tell people about yourself?
There's not much really to say, is there?
Get into your microphone, dude.
Yep. Is this good here?
Yeah, it's good.
Well, I obviously grown up in Australia, and I love films. And
who cares? What do you do?
Yeah. Boring. Yeah. I run the film website, damngoodcup.com.
That's what we wanted to hear. Yeah. Yes, Dave Longo is another one of us weird movie people who goes out and sees previews and talks to stars and, you know.
It's awesome.
No big deal. No big deal.
Yeah. So what do we do this week, guys? I believe we talked to Hugh Jackman.
We did. Our good friend here.
Richard.
We know him.
Yeah. Did I tell him about Hugh Jackman?
I was there, Dave. I was standing next to you.
Josh. Every 5 minutes.
Josh wasn't there, though.
No. Well, look, I've been very busy as well.
I mean, you get to meet all sorts of other people.
Yeah, exactly.
You meet people on the gaming side.
Exactly.
We met Wolverine.
Yeah, how about that? I hope you asked him a lot of questions about that movie he did, about being Wolverine.
He was in like four movies where he was
Wolverine. I know, but there's one we don't speak of.
Origins.
Only one.
One that shall not be named.
Do I really have to spell this out? Like, seriously?
Yeah, we want to hear you say it, Josh.
I'm not saying it.
Swordfish?
All right, so it's a bit of a free-for-all here today.
Cherry's been popped now?
Your cherry has been popped.
That's it. We no longer care about you. You can be quiet for the rest of the show for all I care.
All right, so...
Seriously, though.
First off, we have a little bit of feedback that we need to jump into really quickly. And because everything has been so rushed with this show, I didn't actually print it. So we can't read it, but it was only like a line saying, check this article out. And I don't know if it's real or not. But the article itself was kind of interesting. The link for it's in our show notes. And basically, it's written by a guy called Mike Daisy. And he was a dyed-in-the-wool Apple fan who basically was part of the whole Church of Apple, and you know he loved it all and all this stuff. Mm. And then he started to dig a little bit deeper and went to China and actually went to the Shenzhen province and actually checked out the factories and stuff like that and has written this scathing article about child labor and people being worked to death. And it's not just Apple. He's approaching it from the Apple point of view, but just how since manufacturing of all of this stuff has left America and gone over to China, people turn a blind eye. All they want is their cheap products, and they're not actually realizing that people are dying to bring And we're not saying dying in a good way. They're dying, literally, to bring your products, your iPhones and stuff to the
did
table.
Did you hear about that iPhone game that they released recently that got like immediately pulled from
the
store?
Oh, this is one that got banned, yeah.
Oh, man. I was reading the plot plot to apparently what the game is like, and it's sort of like you run one of the factories, and apparently if you try and quit, it says, why are you trying to quit? You can't quit because you bought this game, you've already... because you bought an iPhone, you're already contributing to this anyway, and you're just like, oh, that's brutal.
To quote him in his article, he says, I thought about how they were designed a lot. I thought about what they were like once they arrived in users' hands and what they were like to take apart, but I never previously thought of the moment in between, the moment of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where... He's talking about the lie that we tell ourselves. We just get our products, so therefore we don't care about the rest of it. So it is an interesting article. Now, I don't know, as the email put forward, we don't know how much of this is just sour grapes. We don't know how much of this is just him being colored by a particular event. All we know is what the article is, but it is an interesting article to have a look at. And for those who aren't Apple fanboys, you're going to sit there and go, yeah, see, I told you, a whole time. Mm-hmm. Before you do that, let me just please reiterate that this Shenzhen province makes all of your hardware. So whether you are an HP user or an Acer user,
just don't try and pull the high card on this.
No. This is Chinese manufacturing of our high tech items. Period. Apple's just very high profile. So. Speaking of Apple, and thank you very much, Matt, for sending in that email and that article, because it was very enlightening in many ways. But while we're speaking about Apple, the event is announced. It's here. It's going to happen. So let's talk about it. October 4th is the Apple announcement. This is their September announcement that's late.
Yeah.
Traditionally, it is their iPod announcement, where they release all the new iPods and music stuff. But their invite was very simple, 4 icons, and it just said, let's talk iPhone.
Yeah.
Now, so iPhone announcements are usually in summer, so it's a little bit late, but the rumors have been rampant for six months.
I've got it, man. I know what's happening. They're going to bring out a brand new beige iPhone.
Beige iPhone.
Come on. You know it's going to happen. It'll be amazing. It'll be the whole new craze, and people will go out and get it.
I like the idea. I think, aside from Josh, who was recently but is now turned to Android, I believe...
Like I'm some sort of a convert. You are. I still have an iPhone 4.
You're a fucking
4.
Leper at this table.
Behind his hand to the dark side.
The other three people on this panel all have iPhones.
iPhone 4.
Correct.
And it's just starting to break.
One of these things is not like the other. okay. So... let's talk a little bit about some of these rampant rumors that have been running around town, and what do we think is true and not true on October 4th? Okay, Josh.
Serious this time. I'm actually not here to bag out this time. I actually think with the release of iOS 5 coming out in the next little while, and that being a massive push, I think the obvious one that I'm almost 100% guaranteeing is we all know that they're going to double the processor. Like, that just, to me, makes a lot of sense.
Well, the big rumor, not just double the processor, the big rumor is it's going to have the same dual-core A5 chip that is in the iPad 2.
Exactly, and that's what I mean, because obviously why would you use something else?
Absolutely.
But, like, it makes sense, because I am imagining that very much like when iOS 4 came out.
Oh, sorry, Delta Knight, I forgot to give him credit, is our researcher for the show. He's actually stepping out. He can't join us for the whole show. Bye, Delta. We'll see you later.
Bye,
and
dude.
And very, very quickly, before you go on, because I think Brad's probably going to leave us halfway through the show because he's in America and it's very late. He says, did you guys hear today that there may be a 64-gigabyte iPhone?
Exactly.
So we'll bring that up in a minute. Come back to that.
That's another one. But, in very much the way that when iOS 4 came out, and we've talked about the business model, and I'm not actually being negative when I say this, but they do tend to outclass their older phones.
So absolutely,
iOS 5 is going to destroy the iPhone 3 because basically it will stop working.
Well,
it will be only just usable.
Yeah, Richard and I talked about that. The iPhone 3GS...
Yeah.
If you're on a 3GS, do not put on iOS 5 until it's been tested by a few people, because it's very likely that that's going to do the iOS 4 trick to threes.
Yeah,
so it's bricked my 3.
Yeah, so the 3GSs will probably get bricked with 5. 5 will run fine on the iPhone 4.
Yeah.
Because it's still there relatively recent, but it's going to be slower.
Yeah.
And then the iPhone 5. Now, that's the first rumor, Neil. Is it going to be an iPhone 5 or is it going to be an iPhone 4S? Because remember, their major number increments have always been second release.
Well, look, I just don't think that it's a smart idea to drop it right now. I would think the iPhone 4S is a much smarter move. Like, to me, even as someone that isn't a fanboy, I would actually implore them to do that as a business model. To drop the iPhone 5 right now is not a smart business tactic because the 4 is still perfectly good. You've got a brand new OS coming out, which will run fine. And in their strategy, this is how it works.
Is the hint in the... Because it feels weird that they would release iOS 5 on a 4S. You'd think they want to put 5 on a 5. Cool.
Could it be possible they'd release both phones at the same time?
That's another rumor we'll address in just a minute. There's actually another rumor to that we'll come back to. Sorry, Josh, finish your line of thought.
No.
Yeah, sorry, man.
All right, so the other line of thought here is that they're going to release an iPhone 5, and they're also going to release a low-cost iPhone 4S, which will be a speed up boost to the iPhone 4, which is for the low cost market.
Yeah.
So and the iPhone 5 will be the new flagship. That's one rumor that's been kicking around.
Would that get rid of the 4 completely?
Or would the 4 would be superseded by the 4S.
See, that's, yeah. No,
I typical guess, Apple.
Yeah. Although they've always had 2 on the market.
That's right, because the 3GS is still on the market now.
And it seems very early to get rid of the 4 already. And not
I have to say, man, that they haven't done it the same way. Like, the 4 is still prominently selling. They're not trying to.
And the 4 is sold better than any of their previous models.
You can still get after dropping a white one as well. Like, just
and it just came out on Verizon. Could you imagine the people in America? It just came out on Verizon. Could you imagine what the Verizon users are going to think, who are now locked into 2-year contracts, that the new phone just comes out?
I think it's more likely you'll get the 4GS. It'll get rid of the 3GS completely, and you'll just have those two models.
Yeah, it won't be 4GS because I don't think it'll be 4. It'll be a 4S or a 4.5. Five. The other thing to consider is that Apple doesn't like multiple SKUs.
Yeah.
They don't like having too many products. So they're going to want to take things off the SKU because they're not going to want to have too many products on the market. So, it's an interesting... Now, there has been speculation that there'll be... And the rumor... The rumored name for it has, of course, been the iPhone Nano, but nobody thinks that's real. Mm. But whether or not they're going to release a small phone, like a candy bar phone, basically, like a Nano, is this a possibility as well?
No, because I think if you were going to do that, like, I mean, the iPhone 3 and the iPhone 4, if they are going to supersede it, would become your low-cost phone. I just don't see the advantage in a small phone. Like, in this day and age, do people really want a tiny phone? No. No one wants a tiny phone. We want to be able to access the internet.
Phones are getting bigger. Yep. Brad has said... we said that one already. By the way, Brad, to your 64-gigabyte iPhone, I don't doubt that. It would be about time that a 64-gig iPhone comes out.
Yeah.
If they've got 64-gig iPod Touches, why can't they have a 64-gig iPhone? It's as simple as that. Northy says iPhone 5, just like an iPhone 4, but with one less button.
the big rumor that I've heard that no one's mentioned yet is Facebook integration.
Yeah. Not Facebook integration, Twitter.
No, Twitter was the previous.
But remember, Facebook and Apple have a really rough relationship because of Ping.
Yeah.
And now nobody uses Ping, I take it, because Ping's a piece of junk. But Ping was supposed to have Facebook integration, and at the day of the announcement, it was never released. Mm. And apparently it was because Steve Jobs thought the Facebook terms were onerous and basically said that Facebook actually demanded the thing that they wanted to be in partnership was they wanted the records of all of Apple's users.
It would be great if someone like Apple took the stand against Facebook.
Well, and they did.
And what I'm saying, but really publicly with the latest model, just really said, no, the reason we're not doing this and stated...
It's because you give out everybody's details
and we don't want, you know, we're not going to play anymore.
Brad's just said Facebook and Apple don't like each other.
They don't like each other, but I think it's obviously a lot of people use Facebook.
Yeah. By the way, for those who are tuning in maybe for the first time, we have a live chat room. We go out live every Saturday. It's geekactually.com/live, and we have a live chat room, and you can come and join the chat room. Mm. We also have a Skype ID, and if anybody has any rumors that they've heard, we would love to hear from you, and I'm turning the Skype on now. So if anybody wants to call in, you're welcome to. Our number is 80113167, so that's 02, Sydney number, 80113167, or our Skype ID is simply geekactually. All one word. Try and stay on topic if you are calling us. So the Skype lines are open if you do want to talk to us. Now what do we got here? Brad's also saying, damn it, too slow. What's too slow? He's going into, oh, it's about time, he's saying. Oh, wait a minute. He's also saying Apple is going into a two-tier program. Yeah. So the low-cost 4S and the higher 5. So you believe that as well, Brad. You think that's going to happen as well? Okay, that's fair. There's a lot of people who think there's going to be a two-tier phone. And they have had a two-tier program this whole time. You're right, Richard, because you brought that up before. So in other words, the 3GS, the 3 is gone.
Yeah.
As of Friday, the 3 is gone. That's what we're saying, right? So the curved back, plastic back, well, that's gone.
Yeah.
Question is, will the 5 be a completely new design, or are they going to keep the industrial design of the 4?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned this, David. I've heard a few rumors about the 5.
Okay.
I've heard that its core is made entirely of sphagnum, so it's super absorbent.
Wow, cool.
That's really handy.
I've heard that the iPhone 5 is the first phone that buys your accessories for you.
Oh, very good.
Oh, yes.
Packaged.
You just give it access to your credit card. I heard about it. You just give it access to the credit card, and it just buys what you need.
And it uses the genius algorithms to know what you need.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Packaged with every box is a newborn kitten.
Very good, yeah.
You actually open it up, and because Apple's
do you get a choice of colors, or is it only black
and white at the moment? Yeah.
You see, that's the surprise, Dave. I mean, all Apple products are designed like a present, so when you open it up, and then you remove the phone, and a kitten comes out.
So the new Apple boxes have air holes, or do they destroy the aesthetic of the box?
No, there's an app for that.
does it come from Foxconn?
The iPhone.
They're the kittens of the workers who feel, oh, that's just awful. No, stop.
I've heard that the iPhone 5 has so many apps, it has a smaller iPhone 6 inside it that's actually an app.
It's like an emulation of an iPhone.
This
Apple
is one
OS.
For you to watch out for, though, yeah. Josh. The iPhone 5 draws energy from surrounding Android phones, and that uses it to power itself perpetually. And most importantly for all of us here, the iPhone 5 holds you afterwards.
Oh, man, Brad, well you beast you. Brad from reboundradio.com is in our chat room, and he has said, Facebook and Apple don't like each other. Continuing on with that, he says, oh, you mean Apple? This is about the not wanting to share your details. It says, oh, you mean Apple, the same people who tracked where I was going with my iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says, that's kettle, true. This is pot.
Yeah.
I think he makes a good question here with the glass on the back of the phone.
I think the glass will go.
I think it'll be gone. It'll be aluminium.
It won't be aluminium because that affects the radio signals. It'll be plastic again.
Well, the ones
that replace the back.
Why? What was
because
wrong with the glass?
Everybody, aside from, I guess, this table, because I've never broken mine, but everybody's talking about the fact that they break the back glass.
Well, I've got a case around the back of mine, so it's...
Doing with a thing to break the back of your
iPhone?
I've
never understood, because you know what? The most common one I hear is people don't like cases. So they put them in their top pocket, business people and stuff like that, and then they forget their phone is in their pocket and it's all slippery because it's glass. They lean over to pick something up and it goes snip and it just slides out of their pocket.
Well, you're dicks.
So put a case on the thing and don't put it in your top pocket.
Yeah. But the serious rumor I have heard, though,
and
is...
Brad says he likes it. I think he likes the glass. I like the glass, too.
It looks nice.
I think it's beautiful. And I've never cracked mine.
I've actually... So. And this happened the same thing with my 3 when I upgraded to the 4. I take the case off it and then just use it because I don't particularly care if it gets broken from then on. And I'm actually loving the size. When you get it down to that small size...
I take my phone out of its case all the time because mine's just a slip-in case. Yeah. And I actually prefer, just like when I'm playing games or using apps and stuff, I just use it.
You use
bareback. I use it naked. Yeah. It's only when I'm out and about I put it in its case. I put it in its case and I carry it around. It's on a belt hook and it stays safe, you know? But it's like my iPad. My iPad comes out of its case when I'm using it at home because I prefer the feel of it in my hands as a thin little device.
Yeah,
That's what she said. Yeah.
It had to come out once this show.
The one serious rumor I have heard, though, is that the screen size would be bigger, which is a bigger thing to crack.
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, apparently the physical dimensions of the phone may not be changing.
No,
what they're saying is the screen will be edge to edge.
Exactly. Because at the moment, I'm looking at my phone and the entire bottom, I don't know, fifth is taken up with the button area and the top bit's taken up with the
Well, what is it? The iPhone is a 3.5-inch screen, right? Mm-hmm. So they're saying it's a 4-inch screen. Well, this ruin of the rumors is going to be just a 4-inch, like the Galaxy.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, power to them. If they can get a slightly larger screen, great. I mean... I have, of course, enjoyed getting a larger screen, so it's definitely something that... Are you seriously cleaning your phone right now? But yeah.
Well, it's like Brad in our chat room. Brad has said, I hold my iPhone like a baby.
And my baby needed changing.
Yeah. So your phone is a wonking great big thing.
Yes, it is. And it's definitely, and this is the thing I tell people. It's like, people are like, should I get one? Because everybody always asks you when you get the latest technology, you know. And I was like, no, because realistically, if you don't have giant basketball player sized hands, then don't bother getting one. Because it's actually quite uncomfortable for people like
edge
my
to
girlfriend.
Edge or not, they actually still have to increase the size of the iPhone, though, because look.
Yeah.
For the 4-inch screen to fit, they have to increase that width.
Yeah.
So it's you know what that gets me about this, so because it doesn't have all the glass on it, obviously, is it's so light.
Oh yeah, and like if you take the case off it and just
this
hold
is
it
a
like
this
that,
is a Galaxy 2S. And yeah, I mean that's so thin and light, and that, you know, that's the next rumor is iPhone's gotta get thinner, right?
Yeah.
They're obsessed by width. They're
something like the capacitative button on the where the home button would be.
I don't think they'll ever get rid of the home button.
I heard they were doing that because they can get rid of the actual part and make it thinner.
But it's the kind of thing that I understand why. Like, there's a reason that we went back to the button at the bottom, because realistically, you want a physical thing to be able to press, because if the thing is
thumb placed, it's really
Now, this is a very interesting point. Brad has said a higher resolution too, and Nordy has jumped in and said another screen dimension. Do they really hate their app developers? I don't think so.
You don't think it'll go up?
No. I think the screen resolution, because they're at the Retina display and it's already such high resolution, they could add another half inch to that thing and not lose any resolution on it.
Absolutely.
And the dimensions, the aspect ratio of the screen won't change.
So it
shouldn't actually affect any app. There won't be any change in resolution or any change in pixel resolution.
It just wouldn't make sense
And the depth of it is already so extreme with the Retina display that they could go up another half inch without losing any quality. Because let's face it, that Retina display is already way too much resolution that is required for a 3.5-inch screen. They've done it for photos and stuff like that. But I don't think this will... I don't think Apple plans on changing their screen resolution. The bigger screen resolution change will happen next year when they announce an iPad with a Retina display, and that's going to fuck people over, because that's going to literally increase it by a huge amount. So, but that's iPad. That's a whole thing. Rumor mill. Rumor mill's been going on for crazy, saying that they're going to release another iPad tomorrow on the 4th. They're going to say iPad 3 will be out at the end of the year.
I don't think
too
so.
Soon.
Either, yeah.
That's what I believe. Yeah. But there, people are really going on this. And there was actually a leak of some memo somewhere that actually referred to an iPad 3 5 months ago.
Yeah. Didn't they just build like 10 million iPad 2s or something?
Apparently there is actually a slowdown in stock to the stores of iPad 2s, and this is usually an indicator with Apple that they're about to release something new. So it's weird. There's something odd going on with iPad 2.
I know there was that thing about iPad 2 HD or something, iPad 2 Pro, whatever they were going to call it.
Get a bit closer to your mic there, Dave.
They recalled it.
It's interesting because, I mean, like, when you work around this stuff a lot and you see these slowdowns in times, I have to agree, Dave, this is usually when they'll drop new stuff. And at the same time, like, there's this weirdness to the fact that it's almost like Apple is really moving to get ahead of itself. It's like, now that the 4 is the standard phone and the iPad 1 and 2, there's really not that much difference between them, essentially, apart from slightly lighter and a slightly faster processor. You need to get that elitism back into it. And I'm not, again, business talk, not personal talk. You have to get that elitism back into the situation. You have to get the model that is the new one that people yearn for, long for, as opposed to having. And that's why...
Speaking of elitism, Brad wants to know, any chance of 3D?
You never know.
He hasn't heard of this, but it is a thought.
Well, I mean, like, it's out there. I mean, we've got the new HTC phone that has the 3D camera in it, and I had a play with it, and it's useless, and you would never use it. But, you know, like, this was the interesting thing. When I first got that 3D camera, when I got the 3DS, I said it was really stupid, but there was something incredibly cool about some photos. We had a few things where we got a couple of items that we had got given at the time that were like statues and things like that, and I took photos of them. I still go back and look at them because there's a weird love I have for a sense of depth to a photo. And it's like, I actually have this thing that if and when we get 3D right, or better at least, it would be really cool to be able to have a family photo where there's this weird depth to it, and you've got people having fun, and you know, two people
and your
in
home
the background.
Pornography will take on a whole new meaning.
Exactly.
I think porn aside,
but I don't think you'll be shooting that from your phone.
Well, you might if you have 3D in your phone.
No, because it'll kill the battery. You'll get 10 minutes.
But you can operate an iPhone while it's plugged in.
I love that we're shooting home porn and you're worried about the battery.
Which is your concern. I'm sorry, man. Am I wrong in being the I'm about the end product,
you're
man. I'm not
geeks, man.
Okay, so speaking of cameras.
Yes.
The rumor has it that the iPhone will be carrying Sony's. So they've moved away from their original manufacturer. Yeah. And this is actually leaked by the head of Sony, mind you. This was about 3 months ago. He said that they will be carrying Sony's top-of-the-line mobile camera, 8 megapixels.
Mm.
Do we believe this to be true, or is, well, that, or so. Is this just what? Sony? No, Sony's dude. PR has not been great this year.
Hey, so. Dude, Sony's PR may not have been great, but realistically, usually their leaks actually become true. So it's not like there's much of a chance of a lie. And also, yes, I do, because if there's one thing Apple doesn't like being, it's being behind the power curve. And when they can catch up, they do. And there is an 8 in the Samsung Galaxy S. And if you're taking on your head competitor, then it would make sense.
The iPhone has always had, arguably, probably the best camera for a phone on the market. Mm. So it would be in their interest. Because even at a 5 megapixel, at 5 megapixels, the camera is still excellent.
Dude, I would go as far as to say that even though I really like the resolution output and I love the video output, it's like in low light, the iPhone kicks the crap out of the
just about everything. Yeah.
So
I would say that it's in their interest to go with, they will go with whatever is top of the range, and 8 megapixel is the current standard now with Android, so that one makes sense. What else was there?
I was going to say, just going back to the 3D for a second, it actually makes a lot of sense if they ever did that, because they've got that then a whole untapped market of iTunes 3D films and stuff that they could start marketing directly.
But here's a very big thought for you that would require another camera on the phone, and you know what they're like about lines on their phones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
This is to take 3D cameras, but this is just 3D output.
At the same time,
3D output is a different thing.
At the same time, Dave, you also have to remember that this is the company that excels on gimmicks. Like making something that people will go out and buy because it's cool, it's hip, it's in, and it's new.
That's true.
I'm just saying, don't discount.
Now the question is, though,
form a partnership with Nintendo then, right?
Well, here's a bigger issue though. Apple is not going to want to put glasses-free 3D on their phones because that would require the lenticular display, and they're not going to have to have glasses.
Yeah,
no.
So I think 3D might be written off just because of the technology. At this
point. But it's cool though, isn't it?
It would be a cool idea.
I have a 3DS. My eyes hurt every time I play the freaking thing. True. That is a terrible idea. This is my phone. I need it to be a phone.
The 3D off on my 3DS. So I don't know why.
I honestly I want to get a bit of gum and stick it in there so it doesn't accidentally activate. Yeah. That's how bad it is. It's like when it turns on, I'm like,
Just quickly, though, what's the probability of upgrading the video output?
Upgrading the video output?
Yeah, input, whatever you want to call it. Because it's 720.
It's 720p at the moment. I don't think the iPhone's going to go over 720.
You want to know why? Only discounted because Apple TV only outputs at 720, so why would you kill off your own market?
Yeah. Which is so funny because Apple TV 1 outputs at 1080.
I know, right?
You know, and so they've downgraded their Apple 2. Their Apple TV 2 was downgraded, which is so strange.
No, because it was all AirPlay was in mind the entire time.
Yeah, absolutely. Whereas I use my Apple TV 1 and I'm watching high def on that thing all the time, and it's all 1080p on my 1080p TV, you know? And all I can think is, you put that little hockey puck on there and you're going to downgrade the image, you know? And they're also, I don't think iTunes is doing 1080p yet.
I don't think any of the trailers are.
No, the movies I'm talking
about.
The
movies
are. Nothing you can download.
So, because the bottom line is that they can call a television HD at 720, and they can sell them really cheap.
Yeah.
Most people don't buy 1080p TVs anymore because they go, oh, I got an HDTV, but it's only 720.
Dude, and another thing, personal prediction, when iPad 3 comes out, and when I mean iPad 3, I mean whatever iPad we will get next year, not this year, it would be a great way to refresh your range. You would drop the iPad 3 with 1080p compatibility, and then you would upgrade the Apple TV at the same time.
One thing, Brad. Oh, sorry, you've probably seen the same thing.
Yeah, go for it.
Brad's just said in the thing, it's something we've been talking about for months, really, wireless sync.
Well, we know that's actually a feature.
Yeah, that's a feature.
That is actually a feature. It's not a rumor. That's actually in iOS 5. All Apple mobile devices will be wireless sync, and Delta updating, which is fantastic. Delta updating, for those that don't know, means that, you know, when every time you get a new app update or something like that, it has to remove the entire package and download the entire package. Delta updating is it only updates what requires to be updated.
Yeah.
So your updating will become a lot faster because it doesn't have to replace whole packages anymore.
Oh, dude, I went to install a program last night and I haven't used my iPad in ages, and there was 11 things and it took 3 hours to upgrade.
Yeah. Only 3 hours. Wow, you were lucky. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, dude. It could have been worse.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit about iOS 5 and the things that we know are happening. Wireless sync. They're saying it is the post-PC era, and that now it really is. They're basically saying you won't require to take your iPad or iPhone out of the box and then have to connect it to a computer. It never has to be connected to a computer.
Exactly.
Lovely.
That'll be great.
That's the first step in this post-PC era that they're talking about. They're talking about... what else? iOS 5. Oh, there is rumor. We don't know if it's true or not, but there is rumor it'll have near-field communication. We don't know, but you need the chips in the phone, so the iPhone 5 may carry near-field communications. Who knows? Another thing that Apple likes to do is they put features into the phone, but they don't activate them. So they may put the near-field communication chip into the iPhone 5, but not put it in the iOS, because it isn't ready yet, so to speak. You know what I mean? So it's very possible. They did this with the N-class Wi-Fi, if you remember. Yeah. All their laptops shipped with Wi-Fi N, but you had to get in an activator code. Because there was no N at that time. It was a draft. And so now it's all, of course, they just turned it all on. After it was ratified, they basically said, here you go. It was there the whole time, you know? So this is a very common Apple thing. There is also talk about voice recognition. Android's already got this. Apple decided to go one step further, and the rumor is, and we've seen screenshots that actually have the symbol, so we believe this to be true at this point, that they have actually signed a deal with Nuance, who make Dragon Dictate, and the entire iOS 5 is voice controllable. All through Dragon Dictate.
And Dragon Dictate is the one you've been using, isn't it?
Yeah, Dragon Dictate is like the number one voice recognition software.
Way to catch up.
Yeah, way to catch up. But I mean, catch up big time, you know? Now, this also has fueled another rumor on the iPhone 5, which is to have all of that library of voice recognition and everything activated on your phone. Apparently, the iPhone 5 is going to have 1 gig of RAM. Which is the most of any phone out there. Yeah. So that would be really sweet, and that would make gaming super hot.
That would be very cool.
Jump
here quickly. There's a conversation that Brad and Josh are having in the chat room, which I think is quite interesting. Is there really a tablet market? But Brad poses the question, is there really a tablet market, or is it just an iPad market? What do you guys think?
I completely disagree. Yeah,
as Josh has said, Android is huge.
The huge news dropped this week, of course, with Amazon's announcement.
That's right.
They just released the Amazon tablet, and they dropped the Kindle to $79. This is huge news. And the new Kindle tablet is really quite sweet. It's a little bit limited in what it can do so far, but that's just going to grow.
Yeah. And this is the thing. It's been weird because, I mean, like, I've always been one of the main people that has said, Android is getting decimated. And it's only been in this last, 4 months, there's this weird turnaround where people are walking in to the table, looking at the iPad, and then walking over to the Android section and going, what's the deal with these? And then I sit there and explain out the differences between the two things and explain that it's kind of like a PC Mac kind of a situation and things like that. And it's weird because it's like now that iPad is out and now that people have played with it and now that the people that have played with it and tested it at a friend's house and then gone, cool, but it's a little gimmicky for me or it doesn't suit my purpose or something, are now looking for something like that but different. It's now the incredible buzz that was originally over the iPad that wiped out anything else. That first period where it was just like...
Well, also there was no competitor that could compete. That was the problem.
Yeah.
That first year was a washout.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like once the Android tab started dropping, the Iconia, the Galaxy, the things like this, it's like that core group started to steal some of that fire and the more people
they're
that started...
They're still nowhere near the market share, though, of the iPad.
No, but no, absolutely not.
The iPad was the gateway drug. Apple wanted to put the idea of tablet computing into people's head because it's clearly where they're going.
Well, the funny thing is that Bill Gates tried to do that 10 years earlier with Microsoft and nobody bought a tablet.
Yeah. No, but it was the wrong time.
Because he was insistent that you had to use a stylus. It was the advent of multi-touch and Apple coming along and basically saying, fuck the stylus. Yep. Just this perfectly seamless, natural gesturing to make it all work. And now everybody's jumped on that. And you heard that they just lost a case. Apple tried to copyright the term multi-touch, not the technology, because the technology is too generic, but the term, capital M, multi, capital T, touch.
Oh, yeah.
And they actually applied for this trademark back when the iPhone first came out. The case finally came and they were rejected as too generic. So they don't own multi-touch.
I mean, fucking A.
The thing is, I mean, we've spoken about this a lot before, the Apple ecosystem, people are now invested in it to a certain extent, and I think people might get invested in a Android ecosystem in the same way. So I think once the Android market share catches up, then you're looking at serious, tablet competitors coming from them as well. At the moment... To me, I was disappointed with the iPad 2 because it didn't really do a lot more that the iPad 1 didn't.
No, we're waiting for an iPad 3 is what we're waiting
exactly.
for.
Exactly. Yeah. But then that I think that's the thing. Those two have been the gateway drugs, and the iPad 3 is going to be the thing that might be the serious tablet.
Yeah, I agree.
This is what I've been saying for ages. Like, with Android being so open, the problem is that Apple is starting to literally, even for the more layman of the computing world, people are starting to hit those barriers, and they're going, oh, okay, I gotta wait till I get home, or oh, no, I can't do that here, or oh.
But see, once they go fully wireless, once they go fully wireless sync, they're not going to have that barrier anymore.
No, because there will still be the issue of things not interacting with them or not being able to do certain things in certain applications because there's macros or something like that. Like,
yeah, but see, the idea this is the fanboy dream. Okay, the idea of iCloud, which is also launching, this will also be announced on the 4th. The betas are out. It's done. This thing's coming out. The idea here will be that you'll be able to walk into a store, buy an iPhone or an iPad, walk out of the store, open the box, turn it on, put in your iCloud credentials, and your music, your address books, your bookmarks, basically everything is just synced over straight away, automatically, it's done and it's ready for use.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. And that's the thing. I mean, I understand.
And that's what Apple hasn't had up until now.
Exactly. Look, and I understand that mentality. Yeah. I understand that that's what they're trying to do. But there are still users out there that are PC users, like mentally.
Well, you
PC
users. No.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. There is still that market. And whether or not people like it, essentially, Apple's not heading in that direction.
Absolutely. So no, I agree with you 100%. Look, and Richard and I have talked about this before. I mean, we bought into the Apple architecture, the Apple ecosystem. And, I mean, we couldn't go to Android at this point because we've got full iTunes libraries and we've got everything synced up on our Macs, and you just sit there and go, like iPads and iPhones don't work as well with PCs as they do with Macs. Android tablets and stuff don't work as well with Macs, you know, because they don't sync in with the apps that we want them to sync in with, you know.
Exactly.
So it depends on what ecosystem you want to buy into. And all I'm going to say to you, though, is if you are a Mac user, there is no way you're going to go and buy an Android tablet or an Android phone, because
there's a very small possibility. Yeah.
It's very small because you're going to fit into the Apple ecosystem a lot better. One sync and it's done.
It is one of those things, though, man. Like, again, it comes down to the personal thing. Like, since I've bought this device, I've never plugged it into anything. Like, I haven't plugged it into my computer to sync files. I have a wireless program for that. Like, nothing actually gets interacted. Everything's inside the phone, and it's just self-regulated, and that's what I want the iPhone to become, because it needs to catch up to that.
Does your phone sync all of your material from your PC to your phone constantly, like at a push?
Usually I have a program on this that syncs to something, and then I can access that via the computer, Evernote or something like that.
Fair enough. Dave, you've been very quiet at the end. Have you heard any big ones?
Any big rumors?
Yep.
Not much. I like the question here in the chat room about whether or not we're going to see FaceTime without the need of Wi-Fi.
That would be a very good one. Yes, I would like to see that.
That'd start being a Skype killer if they could get that to work. Because there's enough of them out there. They need to get that to work. Like, if people would use that, because essentially no one wants to use their phone browser's version of it, because it doesn't work well enough, and it's usually hella expensive. So if you could get it to pull from the 3G data,
that'd be great. But Australian 3G data has to get a lot better for that to be a realistic thing.
Yeah.
And what are you guys talking about? I'm on Telstra. I don't know what you mean.
I'm talking about our
I just have to spend 16 hours on a phone every time something goes wrong with
it. Yeah, exactly. I'm also talking about our rate plans, though. We just don't have the data plans to carry. I mean, when you start carrying video and live video chats and stuff like that, you're just going to chew up the data.
Oh, I love FaceTime, but I'd never do it outside my home.
I mean, I love a lot of stuff, but I have my phone set that as soon as I come in within a radius of this house, we're on Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Get off the 3G network as fast as possible at any stage. So
I just think FaceTime's like a kind of great tool for a lot of things besides just having conversations.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, phone. Yeah.
Like, particularly, I do a lot of film stuff, and you go out to locations, and you could be able to, you know, do the FaceTime with your producer or with whoever you're working.
Yeah, you'll
for.
Be like, you know, you like, can give somebody, you can give somebody a 2 second photo and just be like, hey man, look, this is what it looks like. What do you reckon? And they can give you the advice.
Question for you, Dave. Why couldn't you just use Skype for this?
Well, I guess you could, but then you need to lug around a really like a heavy.
No, you can use Skype on your iPhone.
Oh, that's true. I guess you can. Yeah.
The
I guess the iPad's bigger.
But you've got iPad for you've got a Skype on iPad, Skype on iPhone, Skype on Android devices. So why would you just use Skype? That's the problem with FaceTime. I think FaceTime just came too late.
It is, but it's so seamlessly integrated into the iPhone.
No,
which
and
is what
that's
it,
why I agree. It has a possibility if you just made it a bit more accessible.
Yeah,
people
would
you only
use
need
that.
To carry one piece of hardware. I guess
because you just pull up your contacts on an iPhone. It goes, would you like to text, phone, or FaceTime this person? And that's fine. It's one button.
That's true. No, I agree. But yeah, and the other thing to remember is Skype just drains your battery.
Sorry, man. Does FaceTime actually have the ability to, like, you know, you can pull up a photo and show a photo, or pull up, you know, a web page, or
I don't think it can. No, I've never.
No, I don't think it can. You can reverse the camera, but that's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah. So if you said, look at this pretty house, reverse camera, it shows the house, reverse camera back to yourself again. Yeah. But you can do that with Skype as well.
You kind of like narrate your own documentary over the phone, which is quite nice.
All right. Have we run out of steam on iPhone?
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Then in that case, I want to direct your attention to the screen. And for our audio listeners, this will be in the show notes. This very spooky looking robot child.
It looks like the robot from Daft Punk's Technologic video.
It does. Yes. But let me just point out one thing.
Our robot, yeah, man.
That's not Photoshop. Those are really its eyebrows and its
eyes. Is that Asimo, the new Asimo?
No. This is some robot child that has been made. But here's the scary part. And this kind of fits into our robot apocalypse.
The robot apocalypse should have a theme.
It really should. We need bumpers for everything. We've called out to our listeners to create bumpers for us, but nobody does.
It's
it
the
us.
Robot apocalypse.
As the Geekology article points out, the Olympic Games are you know, that place where we are celebrate the physical human achievement of maximum physicality, right? They didn't say that, but I did, right?
Until we get the Running Man.
I love that word.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it? Well, apparently this robot child, who is from Aberystwyth University, and the brainchild of computer science professor James Law, has had it nominated. It's going to run in the Torchbearer ceremony.
Oh, wow.
Incredible.
So
against humans?
Isn't that
just No. We don't want to give super smart robots fire.
No, I just think it's funny that in a thing where we're actually celebrating human achievement, we let a robot run.
Dude, and it is further proof to me that this period of time is the time of the geek. Because essentially it's like, we could run, or we could do the smart thing and just build something.
We could
to
program,
do it for
exactly.
Us.
My question is, will the robot also run in the event?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
And will that robot be tested after the event?
I'm sorry, you have a very high content in your lube.
This is outrageous.
Do you guys remember that thing in Real Steel where it was like they went?
We can't talk about Real Steel.
Oh, Jesus.
That movie we haven't seen.
That thing in the advertising.
Yeah, that thing that's in that other movie that doesn't come out and we're not allowed to talk about until the 6th.
Okay, rough enough. I apologize. Right,
next show, next show.
Anyway, yeah. Or I guess in Senna.
Tune in next week for film, actually, where we talk.
Anyway, let's skim over it. They they do like have rules and regulations even for machines at this point.
But what are they testing for?
Yeah.
What are they testing for in machines? Hydraulic fluid?
Well, I guess it's got to be an even playing field. Like, it all starts with Formula 1.
How do you
one,
have a living
it?
Level playing field if somebody uses a different part to someone else? That's...
Yeah, I've got tighter springs than you.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
It is an interesting point. I guess it's a matter of disclosure then.
Brad in our chat room has said, is Real Steel actually a real movie? I don't believe it. Now, this is actually a joke, by the way, from his series of podcasts, which we'll give his plug right now, which is from reboundradio.com, and it's the movie matchup. Or Good Day, Sir. And they actually talk about Real Steel a lot, basically saying that, you know, they don't believe it's a real film because they've got this really bad feeling. And we're under embargo and we can't talk about it because we have actually seen it. I will just say to you that it is surprising and don't discount it. Okay?
I also think I agree with Kellison because as much as I hate the concept and we all joke about the idea of kind of down the track somewhere we're all going to become... you know, sort of owned by robot overlords, I think, arguably.
And let me be the first to welcome our robot overlords.
I also would argue, like Kellison, that getting a robot to run and do this run with the fire in his hand is a human achievement. And I don't.
It is a human achievement in it's building not a robot, physical, but it's not it's a physical not, human dude, achievement.
But that's
not,
how it starts, Josh. It starts as a human achievement, and then it just...
Hey, this robot's a gateway drug, Josh.
I just thought of the testing that I can give it too, which is imagine you're walking along and you find a turtle flipped over on its back.
Okay, let's move on for a second. I want to say it's about fucking time. For those of us who wear
now? Language, come David.
I carry an explicit tag and I'm allowed to say whatever I fucking want on my show.
Fuck you for that.
I go to 3D movies and I have to wear a stupid pair of 3D glasses over my glasses because I'm a glasses wearer. I always feel really dorky. Well, it's about time. Yes, I'll still feel dorky, but at least I'll fit properly. Somebody's finally designed clip-on 3Ds.
Yay.
About time.
Nice.
Is all I'm going to say to that. And Josh, this one's in your wheelhouse.
What?
This is in your wheelhouse, and I got to get
you
the deals
a wheelhouse?
Going on. He's got a wheelhouse. He's got a wheelhouse, and all I'm going
to
say
right
is
next to his boathouse.
Game reviews.
Yeah,
so that's a Josh thing.
Yeah. Oh, fuck off. I've already seen
it. Have you seen this? I believe your site also has something like this too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but the difference is even...
Hey, let me just fill in the other boys here. This is Alana. Her name is Alana Evans. She is a porn star. And
never would have guessed.
And this is Misty Dawn.
Ooh.
And she's also
she's an Oscar nominated
a porn
actress,
star,
I believe.
But they're also both self-confessed hardcore gamers. And so they've decided...
Quite literally, hardcore gamers.
So they've decided to open a new website called Pwned by Girls official site. And they are going to review games topless.
This is basically the naked news with games.
Yes, Josh.
You guys are the worst reviewers I have ever seen in my life.
Have you actually read their reviews, or were you just looking at the pictures?
No. I have been over to the site. Somebody linked me over to their website, and I read one of their reviews. And you are not hardcore gamers. You are a disgusting disgrace to gaming.
Oh, them's fight words. By the way, you can find Josh at rawdlc.com.
I'm sorry, but I read two of the reviews, one of which actually had things that were not in the game, and then the second one was just gibberish. Like, it was just like, and I like the way you could do this, and I'm like, this isn't reviewing, it's subjective nonsense.
But you're missing the point, there's boobs.
I know, and I know that that's their thing, it's just that I don't like that they're being sold as hard.
I'm with Richard, there's boobs.
Yeah, and look,
and one of them
guys,
is a redhead.
You guys can play games, and we have user reviews, and you have everything I don't hate against you guys, you can do whatever you want. I just think that as far as it goes, it's just like, this is just another blog site to me by a bunch of people that just want to do that. And I am of no place to judge. I just really
can I
don't
just
like
remind
the way
you Josh,
don't.
That there's boobs.
Yep, wonderful. And that's the audience they're selling to.
But you know what? I also look at it and I go, you know what? Reviewing is completely subjective.
I know.
True.
So if they're...
Oh, dude, I just don't like the way they review. I think that... there's no passion in what I read. It was just, I like this. And
all right, here's,
like
a, here's a call out to all the Geek Ashley listeners out there. If you are a gamer, we want you to go over to their site. The link will be in our show notes. We want you to go
and
over
totally
to the site.
Totally disagree with me.
Yeah, no, we want you to go over to the site. We want you to read a couple of reviews, and we want you to give your honest opinion of what you think these girls are like as gamers.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's your homework for this week.
Yeah.
All right? And we'll find out, because I'm going over there.
And I'm sure you girls are really nice.
And I can tell
and
you right
I'm
now.
I'm sure you have great personalities. I'm just.
Both of them. And I can tell you right now that I won't be able to read the reviews, because I'm going to go there and the pictures will distract me like a magpie. Shiny things.
It's all probably bullshit anyway. I doubt they actually play the games.
Oh, no. Look, I mean, there's enough in them to say that they do play the games. And I mean, like, realistically, PR-wise, it's not that difficult.
Do they write them?
Like, if you sold the idea to someone saying, hey, we're going to be reviewing games, and all you have to do is provide us with a game, PR would do that. It's not the kind of thing that I see being, you know, sort of miles out of the thing. And like the guys are saying, Ashley, who is somebody that occasionally contributes to our site, is... someone that is now the Australian penthouse pet of the year at the moment.
How did she make the year?
Yeah,
wow,
she did.
Congratulations, Ashley.
And
I guess it really is the time of the game.
But she, the reason I've never had a problem with Ashley is because Ashley legitimately does play games. I've actually sat and played like Borderlands with her, in, you know, over Xbox Live, and she's good. Like, she's good, and she knows how to play, and her reviews are solid as well. She
cares
about gaming.
Can I get you to do something? Dave, pull up the photos again.
Hold on one second. Somebody's just asking what the site is. I'm just getting the address for them. It's PWNED, pwned by girls.com.
Yeah.
Okay. You want the picture again?
I want Josh to guess what games they played last, based on what they look like.
Gears of War 3.
We read the article. It is Gears of War 3. She opened the site to coincide with the release of Gears of War 3 because she's a huge Gears fan.
Oh, okay.
So we know it's Gears of War. I don't know what she plays, though. What do you reckon she plays?
Call of Duty.
Okay.
Really?
That was really quick.
Really? I was thinking something else, but it didn't require controllers or a game console.
As soon as you brought her picture up, I stopped thinking about games completely. Well, not all video games anyway.
Here's the weirdest thing you're going to see all week.
Hi, Susan.
Ready? Susan, you're not the weirdest thing he's going to see all week. Your timing was terrible, dude.
It was. I was talking more about the fact that they're ogling girls for the last 10 minutes.
And,
Susan.
And she's watching.
You're not the weirdest thing.
I thought you were going to say that she'd pop up on the next girl.
Susan, if you want to call in and yell at him, you're welcome to. It's 02-801-13167.
How do I get out of this sentence?
How do you get out of Nice callback.
Oh, wow.
All right, on that note, here's the weirdest thing you're going to see all week. Okay.
You're right, Dave. That is quite possibly the
weirdest thing. For those who are listening to the audio show only, what we were watching there was a unicycle riding Scotsman in a kilt playing Star Wars on bagpipes while rolling down the street. And that video was on YouTube, and it was just marvelous.
Well, when you put it that way, it's not that weird at all.
Okay, Josh,
he knows more than that song.
This will be our last. Oh, no, very quickly, we'll just do this very quickly. Because you and I love watches. You know, we talk about geek watches all the time. Boys, you guys probably haven't had experience, but Josh and I were doing like a watch a week at one point.
Yeah.
Josh, what do you think of this? These are circuit board watches.
Badass.
Badass. And you control them. You set them by the dip switches. I love that.
I like the one on the right hand.
Someone in the chat room, Brad's going, what's a watch?
What's a watch?
It's like a phone, but it's smaller and it sits on your wrist
and it
does
only tells
nothing.
The time.
Yeah.
And now, okay, so we talked just before the show about the Samsung Apple case. And we'll just do this very quickly because we're just going to show some pictures really quickly. These pictures will be in our chat room in our show notes for our audio listeners. Now, we all know that Apple is currently fighting a battle with Samsung about them saying that they copied their stuff, and they've got injunctions against the Galaxy Tab and so forth. Now, the battle heated up over the last week because Apple pulled the A5 chip from Samsung because Samsung used to manufacture their chip, and now it's going to a Taiwanese company. So it really looks like Apple and Samsung are literally going full on now.
Yeah.
Now, with all that being in mind, somebody at a site that I've forgotten what it is now, which I'm going to bring up right now, actually put up, it's at tuaw.com, tau.com, has put up this set of photos that basically said, look, we don't want to take sides, but here is some photo evidence for you to have a look at to see whether or not Apple actually has a case or not. Mm-hmm. Apple has talked about the icons and so forth. Here's a couple of pictures for you, though. This is a Samsung booth that actually has Apple icons on the wall. It actually has an iTunes logo there at one point, and there's a few.
Oh, wow.
And so you sit there and go, what were you thinking, Samsung, to actually do this?
Is it like a legitimate Samsung
booth? It's a legitimate Samsung booth. So I don't know quite what they were thinking with that. But then there's the Samsung box for the Galaxy Tab, which looks like this. Now, albeit the Samsung box is smaller, but the design is identical in the sense of the text on the side, picture, flat picture on the front, and so forth. Very white design.
To be fair, it's not that much different to the box from the last one. So.
Except the last one had yellow sides. Yeah. This is all white. So we're talking about aesthetics here, though.
Yeah.
This is the Samsung sync cord for the Galaxy Tab.
No, this is black.
There's black. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the sync cord. Mm. And this is the power adapter. Now, this is for America, this power adapter, but that's the power adapter. So
again, black.
Again, once again, it's black and not white, but the design is the same. And just to top it off, and once again, these are just photos. We're not saying yes or no, but this is what Apple is fighting. And this is their voice recorder app side by side. So you can see this is the iPhone versus the Samsungs.
It's a microphone.
It's a microphone image.
We're getting into like...
That's semantics, right?
No, I'm sorry. That's just silly. No,
I agree with you.
They're absolutely right. They both have screens.
Damn they both have screens and they both record audio.
Both definitely got microphones.
I've heard that they both function as phones.
Yeah, and they both record audio.
And so, they both have access to the internet.
How close... Like, things like that, that's just silly. Like, it's the same sort of thing as if we started to, like, compare companies' versions of Office software.
However, when dealing with a case like this, you have to deal in semantics. You have to get down to that.
Or you could just not sue each other.
But they're going to...
Just put out a better product and say no fucking.
Somebody's actually suggested in an article...
About one of you just be innovative.
Well... Yeah. Exactly. Apple would argue that they were.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, they've been copied.
Because Apple's never copied anything anyone else has done.
Now, there was actually an article I read the other day that actually said...
Never? Never. It's actually a scientific fact.
Fact.
There was an argument... I don't think
I've had enough coffee today.
No, we need more coffee. This show's almost coming to a conclusion anyway, so we'll get some coffee. But I thought we'd share some weird geek food... And weird geek food this week is just in the form of one item.
Form of.
So you're going to click
here
on
it. Here it is.
Is that
what the?
This is a Wampa Arm cake. It has marzipan bone, vanilla pastry cream, fascia. What's fascia? Anyway,
tasty.
Chocolate cake dyed red for flesh, coconut cream cheese icing fur, Toblerone claws, and Twizzler veins.
No, I like that they're going with the Toblerone claws.
Yeah.
So wait, there's Twizzlers inside
that. Yeah, so if that's the cutoff part.
Yeah.
So there's Twizzlers sticking out as the veins at the other end, you see. We're only seeing this side of it.
We all like Star Wars. Can you guys just make a cake that looks like a cake? That doesn't actually look that nice.
I don't know. Coconut cream sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it tastes wonderful, but it could have been a really nice cake if it wasn't in the shape of a, like...
So it could be in this shape, though.
Hey.
I'd eat that.
I just
hi, Susan.
let's see how much trouble we can get Richard in today.
Okay. We're off to a rip-roaring start.
I admit it, I'm Danish.
And just, look, in lieu of Picks of the Week this week, because we are running out of time, and I really did want to just bring this up very quickly. This is going to kind of leave both Josh and Dave out in the cold. I'm sorry. But Richard,
yes.
I've continued on reading with the New 52, the DCU's reboot. And I got to tell you, I read something last night that actually shocked me. I read Aquaman #1.
Mm.
And I loved it.
Bye, really? Brad's leaving.
Bye, Brad. Bye. Have a good day.
Aquaman? Get out of here.
It was a good Aquaman comic. It is great. The reboot for Aquaman is fantastic because it's all about him deciding on what he wants to do with his life. And basically, he wants to ditch Atlantis and come back to the surface.
Yeah.
And the majority of the issue takes place in a fish and chip shop.
Oh, and I have to read this.
And he rocks up in the fish and chip shop in full costume with his trident and the whole bit, and sits down, and all the people are mumbling like, "What's he doing in here?" It's like, and one person's going, "I feel guilty now." And he sits down, and the waitress comes up and he goes, "Yeah, can I have fish and chips, please?" And she goes, "But you talk to fish." And he goes, "I don't talk to fish." And he goes, "Fish's brains are too small. You can't talk to fish." He goes, "I just kind of manipulate them and tell them what direction to go in and stuff like that." And so he's sitting there and he gets his fish and chips, and this guy sits down who's a blogger. And he sits down and goes, "Can I interview you?" And he goes, "No, well, not really. I'm kind of busy." And the guy goes, "No, let me interview you." And the interview is all about how, you know, how do you feel that everybody thinks you're a joke and you're a terrible superhero and all this stuff. And it ends up with him walking out of the fish and chip show. And I sat there reading going, if they keep this going for this, I'm reading Aquaman from now on. Yeah. It is so good. It was such a good...
Do you know who's writing this one?
I don't have that detail on hand on me right now. I read it last night in bed and I was like, wow, this is really fantastic. Some of the reboots have really not been going well lately, but some of them are exceptional.
I've got to say, I'm as the biggest Green Arrow fan in this room, possibly in the country, I was disappointed with issue one of that. So that's the thing. But whereas other ones, Grant Morrison Superman's got me intrigued. There's a few other types. Some of the second string characters are actually looking quite good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Yeah, that's...
And that's received a lot of mixed criticism.
It has, and some people don't think they can sustain it, but...
But I love the way they've written Starfire now. Sorry, this is really geeky stuff, guys, but Starfire was always a new Teen Titan, and she was on with Dick Grayson all the time, and now they've rewritten her character, so she's a complete sex bomb, as usual, but they've written her that her alien race is completely vague, and so if you're out of sight for more than 10 minutes, she forgets you. And so, like, the guy's saying, "Do you want to have sex with her?" And he's saying, "But I thought she was on with Red Hood." It's like, no, Red Hood's not here now. She's forgotten about him. And it's like, but wasn't she on with Dick Grayson? She goes, "Go ask her." It's like, and she's just like, and he walks up and says, "Hi, how are you? You know, it's good to work with you." And she goes, "Do you want to have sex with me?"
So they're writing for the fans now.
Yeah, they're writing for the fans. They've completely rewritten Starfire's character. Yeah. And you just sit there and go, wow, what direction could you possibly go in with this? What was that?
That was my phone.
Oh, okay. I thought somebody was riding a bicycle past the window.
Ice cream.
I have to have generic tones or I forget that that's actually my phone going off.
Fair enough. Anyway, so yeah, look, I do recommend people do catch up with the New 52 because it's a very interesting exercise in finding out what you want to continue reading.
Yeah.
Because out of the 52, I've actually read about 35 of the New 52 now, and I can honestly say that there's probably about 15 I'm carrying on with so far.
Yeah, there won't be many. I mean, it's a gimmick, and in fact, I don't think many of these will last past their first year.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, they'll do 12 and then they'll just die off. Yeah. Because I don't think I read Voodoo. Have you read Voodoo yet?
No, I haven't read Voodoo.
Voodoo
yet.
Is this very strange comic about some sort of alien shapeshifter, and the entire comic is in a pole dancing club. Right. And she's dancing, and this guy questioning her, basically saying, "I think you're actually a shapeshifting alien," until... spoilers, sorry guys, but I don't recommend this comic, but she basically in the last panel turns into a big green alien, kills him and walks out.
Right.
And you go, and this is going to sustain a comic how?
Yeah.
You know,
It happened every time DC reboots or has a crisis and then does a whole bunch. They only did one a couple of years ago where they relaunched a bunch of titles and half those titles died within, you know, 12 months.
Yeah.
And they weren't very good. But 52 new titles. You know, there's usually...
It's a big roll of the dice.
Sometimes it's one writer doing six or seven titles. Yeah. The really, you know...
The other issue I have, we talked about last week, so we won't harp on it again, which is it's not really a reboot of the DC Universe, which is what we were promised.
Yeah.
Only half the comics are actually rebooting. The other half are still keeping continuity with what happened prior.
Yeah, but it's interesting which ones they have given a reboot to. Obviously... Yeah. Superman's been given a pseudo reboot in all the comics.
Well, it's actually been given to the point I just read the new Superman, which was
this week's issue. Yeah.
And basically, it's proposing the fact that Lois doesn't really even know that Clark exists, and they're not a relationship anymore. And so it's like it's kind of taken it back, but not taken it back very far. Mm. It only took it back a couple of decades.
So we've got effectively three Superman comics. Is that right, or is it
four? And Justice League, which is a different character again.
We've got Justice League. We've got Superman, we've got Action Comics. What's the other one?
The Supergirl he appears in.
Oh, Supergirl he appears in that as well.
And there's also now Superboy, which that's not actually him. It's a different character completely.
Right. There was a Superboy who was a different character in the DCU before this anyway.
Right, well, I think this is a reboot of him, where he's a clone or something like that.
Yeah, he was, and that dates back to the mid-90s after the whole death.
They've rebooted that to his origins, so that's happening. And there was actually one more incarnation. Oh, Superman also appears in Justice League Dark, which is basically a reworking of the Secret Seven.
Right.
Because it's all those characters. It's the guy with the vest, and it's Enchantress, and it's...
So it's the sort of the magic characters.
It's all the magic characters, that's right. Yeah. And in the last half of their first issue, Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman all make appearances.
Right.
So it's... And they're calling it Justice League Dark. I don't know what... I don't know where that's going at this point. I don't know if it's got life. So we'll see how we go. But look, it is worth having a look at. As I say... Just be aware that it's going to be different to what you expect.
Yeah.
Keep your... Oh, have you found...
I just found that one panel you were talking about, and I was just reading and going, that is... That's definitely a character.
Yeah, the Starfire stuff. Yeah, the Starfire stuff, they've completely changed her. And I used to really like Starfire, and I don't know if I like what they're doing with her.
With the Red Hood one, is the Arsenal character, has he got both arms?
I think he does, actually.
Yeah, so they've rebooted that aspect of him. Because he lost an arm.
I think he does have both arms. Yeah, I'm reading them so fast that I'm glancing a lot, and I'm going to go back and reread. The ones I like, I'm going to go back and reread in detail, but I'm pushing through. I'm trying to get through the 52 as fast as possible. Right. So I will go back and reread all the ones that I liked. Hawkman has been redesigned.
That's right, I did see those redesigns.
So he's been given new powers, and he's not quite as dorky as he was before. So we'll be interesting to see what they're calling the comic the Savage Hawkman now. So it'll be very interesting. He doesn't just wear armor anymore. His armor magically appears on him and stuff like that. So they've kind of played with his character a little bit.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, as we say, I don't know how many of these are going to go on. The one that I have found most intriguing is actually not a reboot at all, but which is Green Lantern. Because Green Lantern 1, Sinestro is Green Lantern. And Hal Jordan is being kicked out of the Corps, which continues on from the last volume. So it continues on from last month, where Hal Jordan's been kicked out. Sinestro's been made a Corps member again, and he doesn't want to be a Corps member because he's Sinestro. And so basically the last panel is he finally shows up at Jordan and says, if you want to be a Green Lantern again, you do exactly what I say. Nice. So that was actually one of the most intriguing comics I read because
Jeff Johns is still writing that, isn't he?
I think so. Yeah, I think he's continued.
They should have consulted him on the Green Lantern movie at some stage because he's been writing some of the best Green Lantern stories of the last 5 years.
Agreed. Green Lantern movie. What movie is that?
Oh, I think I dreamt it once.
It was a bad dream.
Yeah.
David Longo, are you a comic book reader at all?
I used to be quite a lot, not so much.
He's
anymore.
Doing the same thing I do, where it's like glaze. I'm just like, what you guys are talking about is probably cool, but I don't have the money to spend on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's totally cool, man. Comic books are the future.
Moving right along.
All right, we're going to finish this show up because we've got a film show coming up. So as I say, we did go in lieu of a Geek Picks this week because we really... This was a speculation show, so we don't want to get into any hard facts on this show. That's no fun at all. Have you guys got anything you want to add?
Games at the moment, obviously, Gears of War. No, get it. Don't just say you're going to get it. It's going to be worth your $100, and you can't say that for many games, so go out and buy it. Also, I know it's not out yet, but I've been spending some time playing Dark Souls. If you can handle a hardcore game and you want something that's going to give you ridiculous amounts of stuff to do, and even though it may not be the prettiest game in the world, really good design, really good creation, and a really interesting concept, go out and buy it. That's it.
Okay, cool. What if you're not a Gears of War fan? What if you're not a Gears of War fan? Do you still have to go out and buy it?
Well, no. There is a lot of people at the moment, man, and a lot of people I know, like friends of mine and stuff like that, that when I say Gears, like, yeah, you know, Gears, yeah, I'll get it. Like, I mean, I'm going to get it. I'm just like, no, just go out and buy it, man. It's the $100 game that you will not regret at all. It has four-player co-op. It has Horde. It has Beast Mode. It has multiplayer. And it's like there's at least 2 to 3 campaign playthroughs per person to play through this game. It's just worth it. Like, there's very few games that you can actually say $100 will give you every single cent. And apparently Harvey Normans are shutting down their game department. I'm not sure about this,
but really?
I heard this. And apparently some people have been picking it up for $50. a pop, yes, go grab it. And if not, $70 I think is what you can pick it up for from some stores.
Wow.
So definitely worth every dollar.
All right.
Get on to Harvey Norman.
Have you guys got anything at the end of the table to add?
Yeah, my geek pick of the week is Josh.
That's me. That's me. I'm the geek of the week.
We all pick Josh.
Yeah, I am the geek of the week.
All right. Well, if that's the case, let's do a quick round table of where everybody can find out more about these people. Oh, shut up. David Longo, where can people find more of you on the internet?
You can follow me on Twitter at Dave Longo, and you can visit my site, damngoodcup.com.
Fantastic. Richard Gray, where can people find more about you?
As always, you can find me at therealbits.com, that's R-E-E-L-Bits.com, or on Twitter at DVDBits.
Fantastic. Josh,
add me on Twitter.
And now, going straight... Josh, where can people find more about you, dude?
Add me on Twitter. I don't know how to spell my own name, so find it... with one of these guys and add me because I don't have enough people on Twitter.
You don't know how to spell your own name on
Twitter. Well, it's like the capital D and then the small O and then the capital G and then the capital M and then the capital... Wait, you can look me up by my name?
I think so.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, well, look me up by my name and add me on Twitter because I would like to talk to you guys.
And the link for his Twitter account is in the show notes as well.
Well, there's that as well. So do that. And then go to rawdlc.com and look at game stuff. Dave, over to you.
All right. If you want to find out more about anything to do with this show or me or anything else, just go to geekactually.com. There's a big follow us button. You'll find our Twitter accounts, our Facebook pages, our Google Pluses, everything. It's all there. Just go there. You'll find it all. You can leave us feedback on this show at feedback@geekactually.com or send us a voicemail 02-8011-3167. We like to hear your comments. If you are an iTunes user, please shoot over to iTunes. Leave us a review. Every review helps. Now, as we've said before, though, this is very, very important. If you just want to make a criticism about something that happens on the show, send us feedback. We'll read it. We're big boys. If you have a total show comment, put it on iTunes. Don't put individual show comments on iTunes.
If you're those girls, please don't bother ringing and complaining about what I said.
If you're those girls, you can contact me at...
Yeah, you can contact Dave and complain about it.
Oh, my lovely wife, Katie. Oh, dear. And Susan, he's only joking.
No, Richard@therealbits.com.
Oh, what would Olivia
you
say?
You're not getting any sex tonight.
No. Okay, we've given you shots. We've done plugs there. We've done plugs. Just a reminder.
Let's just
wrap this bitch up.
Just a reminder, you can watch this show live every Saturday starting at 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, UTC+10, geekactually.com/live. We'd love you to come and join our chat room. And that's a show. And to quote Delta Knight every week. I was going to say your name for a minute there. Where's that come from? To quote Delta Knight, geek on, everybody, and we will see you all next week. Maybe with a few less people in the studio. Anyway,
sorry, Josh, you're out.
Bye, everybody.
I always knew this time would come.
If you only listen to Geek Actually, then you're only hearing half the story. You need to shoot over to geekactually.com or iTunes and subscribe to Film Actually, the official movie podcast at geekactually.com. Same crew, same fun, but we talk nothing but movies, and it's a lot of fun. Come over and join us every week. You can also watch it live on our feed, geekactually.com/live, every Saturday afternoon. See you there.